Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 Soul Purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You are listening to Soul Purpose Central, and today I'm very excited to introduce you to my friend and colleague, Tim Covey of MoneyCourage.com. And she is a financial healer, which we're going to talk about what that means in a moment. But she's worked with Fortune 500 companies, entrepreneurs, and everyday people to really help them change their relationship with money. She is uber intuitive, and she combines decades of practical financial expertise with all of the wisdom that she's gathered around personal development to really help her clients move past their fears and make more money with ease. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited that you're here.
Thank you. I love everything you're doing. I was like, it was so much fun listening to the intro. I'm like, oh, she's so fabulous. This is going to be great.
It's always funny to listen to what other things are saying about you, whether it's an intro or someone else reading a bio or something like that.
I was like, oh, yeah, that is me. Okay, cool.
Ta-da! Love it. Yeah. We're going to have a hard time getting along today, I can tell.
Yes, it's going to be tragic.
Yes. So for people who are not familiar with you and we look at your history working in Fortune 500 companies, how did you arrive at this place where you're now doing astrology readings and in particular focusing on people's money issues?
It's been a really crazy adventure. You know, I had been in finance and accounting for 20 years and transitioned out of that and into entrepreneurship and having my own company. And so on one level I was doing that and having that adventure, which led me to working with more entrepreneurs and doing fun things that way with money, and tapped me into a whole group of people who are healers that I was working with. And I started to realize that, oh, hey, that's me too. And so that's something I wasn't aware of, and it kind of evolved over time through my own personal development of getting to know myself better. I've always had this great intuitive skill. I have at various times in my life used it more or less, but it's always been there. And then in the process of doing my personal development, I got really clear on and got to experience myself as being a great coach, so being able to help people that way. But it's really been really pretty recent that I've gotten into doing the astrology and the money together. I had some challenges getting over the, you know, having an MBA, working in corporate America, looking a certain way, kind of piece of myself, and the intuitive healer part of myself were kind of having a struggle for a while. I've been doing astrology for, it's at least 15 years. I like to not think about how long because then I start to feel old, but at least 15 years. And so, I was talking to people and they're like, oh, I want that. I want that. I'm like, really? Money astrology? You're okay with that? And then I started doing it and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm good at this. People are getting great results. This is fabulous. Plus it's like so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how that all shook down.
Well, I love how you shared the struggle that you had between different identities, because I can certainly relate to that in my past when I was transitioning from being an employee to being self-employed and being in kind of more traditional roles to really coming out of the closet, so to speak, out of the spiritual closet, and letting everyone know, oh, I'm here. So, and I know that folks who are listening may be going through the same thing. particularly what you talked about and shifting from the corporate America to, you know, really announcing who you really are. So what advice can you give folks around how you moved through that process?
You know, it's scary, and really talk to other people. Get feedback from your friends, from your family, from the people who know you. And then if you can't take that, because everyone I know was very consistent, like, oh, this is fabulous, this is so you, this is what you should be doing, you know this. You know, they're really supportive. And whether you have someone in your life who's not so supportive, or if you're just too scared to talk to the people in your family, that's fine too. Just start talking to other people about, hey, what do you think about this idea? You being who you are, you will attract people who will be able to give you a clearer picture about that than you may have yourself. I mean, the universe pretty much had to beat me over the head for me to get it. So I know it could be really challenging. And like in one day I had a marketing consultant call me out of the blue and tell me that my marketing sucked and I needed to change my marketing because it wasn't enough me. And then we started talking, the astrology thing came out, and she's like, you have to do that. I was like, that's nice. And then I went to that same night, I went to a meeting, a mastermind, and there were 8 women there, and all of them jumped on me. And it took all of that for me to go, oh, okay. So my advice would be, don't make it as hard as I did. You can do it. It's easy. It may be scary, but when you get to the other side, you're really going to love you getting to be yourself in the world.
Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of astrology.
Mm-hmm. Lots.
A lot of different focuses. And so how did it come to be that of all the different ways you could read a chart, you zeroed in on money and how it, you know, how people relate to it?
Well, I mean, for me, it's mostly because that's what I've spent my life talking about. That's what I know. And mm-hmm. So when I look at a chart, that's what I see. I think of it that way naturally. And, you know, once I started having these thoughts about money and astrology together, I started looking around and really researching. Because, I mean, in the research I've done over the years, I know the pieces and parts that are really about money and astrology. And I started looking for, is anyone else really dealing with it this way? And there's not a lot of conversation. And I think that's because money is a topic that has so much fear around it that for people who don't have an actual background in money, it might be kind of scary to talk about that part. So I'm really excited that I get to bring all of my skill and all of my practice and all of my knowledge about money and combine it this way. And what's always been important to me is to be able to help people really get a firm grip on who they are and understand how fabulous they are and make their life designed to feed that for them and designed to give them what they need to live a fabulous life, to enjoy themselves, to be free, and to make sure that they remember that they matter, whatever that looks like, whatever that takes. And so it was just a perfect fit of things coming together. That's what I love about it so much.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like part of what you're doing is taking the fear out of money and helping people look at it in a very different way so that it's actually enjoyable to look money in the eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, so much of what goes on with money in terms of the sphere is judgment-driven, and a lot of it is self-judgment. And so really getting a firmer grip on who you are and how you decided to come here and what strengths and weaknesses you decided to have and how to use them most effectively, and to know that some of those things that you may have been beating yourself over the head about, oh, I'm horrible because I do this or that, it's just the way that you came, and if you shift it a little bit, it's a strength and not a weakness. So really being able to help people tune into that power they have is exciting for me.
Mm. So, you know, people have their own understandings of astrology and the limitations of astrology or the interpretations of astrology. So what are the myths that people have about what astrology can do for their money?
Well, some of the myths that people have is that, you know, there's something wrong with me and I'm broken and I'm never going to make any money or I'm never going to get out of debt. So that's one myth that comes up. That being not true. Everyone absolutely has the power and the ability to make a change in their life. If you're unsatisfied with some part of the way your money dynamic is right now, there are means available to you to make that change. So that's definitely one thing that comes up. Another thing that happens quite frequently, particularly in the context of money, is the fear about math and numbers and thinking, I can't do that. And there are different ways to interact with numbers for different types of people. And so really understanding who you are and where your strengths are and being able to detach from your past experiences of what a parent or a teacher or someone in authority might have said to you when you were younger versus the truth of what you're capable of. and learning to really take advantage of that is another piece that comes up a lot.
Hmm. So if I'm hearing you correctly, just because the stars say that your money story is going to look a certain way, it doesn't mean that there isn't an element of free will to learn how to work with that.
Absolutely. I think that for me, I really focus on the energy dynamics you came with and how best to use them. I don't tend to look at a, you know, this is the horrible disaster that you're going to have and you're stuck with it. It's a matter of what's here, how can we use that, how can we shift, how can we support you in getting to rearrange the way you're operating with your money so you can be more effective and being able to translate that into practical terms of what to do with your money.
Well, I definitely want to go deeper into this because it really is a topic that nobody else is talking about as far as money and astrology. So we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll hear more about money and astrology. We'll be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and Earth.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for joining us. If you're just tuning in, we are speaking with the one and only Atim Kavi of MoneyCourage.com, talking about money and astrology. And before the break, Atim, you were sharing a bit about some of the myths that people create around what it really means and the limitations or the expansion of our chart. So when someone has a reading with you, what kind of information are you giving and what can they expect?
Oh, sure. As far as it goes, well, what I like to start off with is just their basic connection to money, where they operate from, where their power is in terms of creating more money, and looking at that energy dynamic and finding out whether they're operating on the end of that dynamic that's going to expand and get them more money, or if they're operating in the part of that dynamic that kind of backs them up and causes problems. So that's the first place we stop. And then after that, we look at the power points in their particular chart, where their strengths and weaknesses are in terms of what areas support them in creating the most money, what areas of, you know, whether it's health or whether it's relationships or whether it's their career or their friendships. There are always connections within a chart that show you where people have the most strength and power. So we find your energy dynamic, and then we help you see where to channel it to be most effective. And then we look at where there are places for expansion to be able to create more money, to be able to access more abundance, to be able to get more of what you want in life. And then we look at the places where you may be sabotaging yourself, getting in your own way in terms of the limitations that we all start off with, and how to manage those more effectively and use them as good boundary tools as opposed to, say, locking ourselves in the closet with them. So there's that distinction of learning how to work that energy dynamic. Mm-hmm. And then we go into the practical end of things and look at, okay, now that you understand your energy dynamic, what's going on with you, what's your biggest challenge, how can we help you fix this? And so it's diving into the current events that are in your life and then finding practical steps to take to move you into a more effective place of making more money, managing your money more effectively, and for me, most importantly, for you to be able to step into peace and ease and comfort so that you're not stressed out, overwhelmed, or worried about your money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, once people have had a session with you, what are the kind of changes that you see afterwards?
Well, I mean, it's the same thing with everything. It comes down to what people are willing to do. So when people make the changes...
Hold on a minute. You mean people actually have to implement things?
I know.
A newsflash.
Newsflash. Change must happen.
Breaking news.
Results. Yes, breaking news.
I love how direct you said that. Well, results are based on what people implement. Yep, that's
true.
Well,
you know, I mean, people don't talk about that enough, and it drives me nuts. Everyone's like, oh, I'm going to talk to you for 47 minutes, and your entire life is going to change, and you don't have to do a thing. Not so much.
I'm sorry, I'm a little unclear about how you feel about that.
I know. I'm so vague. It's a problem.
Actually, just as an aside, though, and I'll talk about my experience with you in a moment because I didn't even share with people that I had a session with you. But one of the gifts about having a very clear communicator, particularly when getting a chart like this, is you get to cover a lot of territory, and you don't walk away going, I don't really know what to make of this. I don't know where I stand. I don't know what's going on because I'm not really sure. Everything is kind of high level and vague. With you, it's like, here's how it is, and do you understand, and let's make sure that you understand.
Yeah, I like
it's actually a high service to be that way.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, I like being a service. It makes my Virgo happy. Okay, wait, there was a question I think I was supposed to be answering. I forgot.
The kind of results that people are having afterwards.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll give you an example. For there's a spiritual teacher that I was working with, and she's amazing. She's super gifted. She's done fabulous things, and she's done a lot of work on herself and over the years, since that is her gift. And we did a reading, and she's just been having the most amazing adventure. She found the place in her life where she's been stuck that's caused her the most money problems for her entire life, that she had completely checked out of and blanked out on, so that she could rediscover that. She's been diving in and doing her work, following her own processes and her own knowledge and wisdom to focus on that area now that she knows where to go with it, as well as applying the things that I told her. And she's having huge shifts in terms of being able to create more money effectively, being able to completely restructure her business to design it around what works for her as opposed to doing things that go on for other people. And she's really excited and cranking along, and I'm still anxiously awaiting the rest of the process of her doing her work to see where she gets to. But there's this the emotional shift is the part that I'm really excited about, where she has the relief, where she's not judging herself anymore because she understands what she's doing. There's the space to express herself more freely and more clearly and to enjoy her life. And there's the satisfaction of knowing that there's nothing wrong with her, that this is what happened, that this is what went on, this is how I fix it, I'm changing, and this is a whole new world. And so I'm so excited about that. That's what I like. I like it when people feel better. The results of the cash will come along, and it doesn't make any difference if I show you how to make more money if you're going to beat yourself up about it regardless. So to me, I'm really attached to the emotional changes.
Mm. And those really are priceless.
Yeah.
Mm. Very, very powerful stuff. And this is where we kind of lead into the financial healer, because you identify yourself as a financial healer. So what do you view your role as being?
My role is to help people remember who they are and to remember the power they have and to step into it and to be able to really, like I said, so much of what goes on with money is about fear and judgment, and to learn how to the fear is not going to go away. Fear is, it's not like, you know, someday you're going to find a magic pill and there'll be no more fear. There's just getting to the point of being able to step through it and being able to navigate it and being able to be effective with it so that it doesn't stop you from getting what you want. So really working with that fear so that they can have the courage to step through it. That's why it's money courage. And then also being able to stop the judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Humans, we're judgmental by nature. There's great places to use your judgment. You know, is this a safe situation for me? Am I going to get hurt here? That's what our judgment is for, to protect ourselves. It's not to beat ourselves over the head. So really helping people
that's
feel.
That's what it's for.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, here, let's do something different. Let's make it nice and useful. Yay. So helping people make that transition of using judgment for what it's useful for, and to not misuse it in a way that is self-damaging, really, is what happens so often with that. Those are the places I like to use my magic mojo and help people heal themselves.
I love that. And I guess, you know, whether we're learning our stuff through money or through the weight that we maybe have or through a relationship or whatever, there's always a healer needed for each kind of area. Because we each kind of choose a primary thing that we keep kind of defaulting to, right? That becomes the issue. And as you mentioned, it's not really about the money. It's about releasing the fear and the judgment.
It's about setting yourself free. I like free for fun. I like there to be lots of freedom to have fun and have joy. And that's my mission, is for people to really know that they matter and to take care of themselves and to give themselves the life that they want, because they do deserve it.
Well, I want to share a little bit about my experience, because it seems kind of fitting to share that, because it leads into this, but I'll share a little bit now. Maybe when we come back from the break, I'll share a little bit more. And I'll also say in a loving way that I don't know that you did really a lot of justice to how you shared it, how you shared what you do, because it's way bigger than that. It's hard to kind of put it into words, though. I get that.
Yeah.
So for me to even articulate what I got out of it is that, you know, I don't know that I'll find the right words. And what I also would like to say is that I'm very, for people who are listening, I'm very, very discerning about who I let into my energy field and who I let be a messenger for me, because messages can be interpreted, you know, there can be a lot of weight placed on messages, so I need to make sure that I'm inviting someone in that I feel is a clear channel and those kind of things. So with that said, you know, it was a no-brainer for us to connect, I think.
Yeah.
And but one of the big takeaways for me was really learning how to use my energy to serve me, because unbeknownst to me, I was using my energy to be a real disservice to me. And when I talk about energy, I'm talking about the energies that were present in my natal chart. So I was a little bit too dominant in one area, and I actually need to use that area to make the other area where my money actually is going to come from work. And once I understood that and really, really got it, it just becomes so much easier to give myself permission to take a break and to do some things. Because actually, when, you know, and I'm not going to go into a huge, huge detail because it would take an hour because that's how long we talked. But I actually am going to make more money doing less work and playing more than I will working hard, which I've been doing up until now. So I've been doing the exact opposite of what I would be doing. Pardon?
I'm so excited for you.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And you know, I don't want to freak people out because I don't want people to think I'm going to fall off the face of the planet. But, you know, I'm really actually astrologically meant to serve the masses. And I've always known that. So the more time I spend doing one-on-one work, and I've really started to pull back on that, and the more I start designing services that serve large groups of people, the more, you know, that money shifts. But more importantly, I'm actually in alignment with the way that the energy is set up for how I came here to serve and to offer my unique gifts and talents for my own soul evolution, but also to be of contribution on the planet. So that's just a little bit of what happened, and I want to go into it even further to give you even more examples of how powerful this is. But I want to take a quick break first, and when we come back, I'll share more about my experience with Tim Covey of MoneyCourage.com. We'll be right back in a moment.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuFactor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuFactor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuFactor or to order yours, call 800-676-9000. 9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. If you're just joining us, though, we're today interviewing Tim Covey of MoneyCourage.com, talking about money and astrology and her wisdom as a financial healer. And before the break, I was sharing a little bit of my experience with the reading that I had with Tim and some of the changes that have happened. I've had some significant money shifts. And I've also, you know, because once you hear information, then it opens you up to possibilities that you couldn't have even seen before when the blinders were on. And so it's opened up a whole new division in my business, literally just a lot of really great offerings that I'm going to be sharing with all of you in the coming months. And it allows me to hear things differently. You probably find that, Tim, that you just, you know, once you've shifted, you could hear the same information, but it sounds totally different.
Exactly. You draw completely different conclusions, and then that leads to completely different ideas, which leads to completely different decisions, which is why awareness is so critical.
Yeah, and it's almost like it created some breathing room, and in that breathing room, because I was open, it invited in a whole array of new opportunities that, you know, I have no doubt that they came in because I up-leveled my money story even more.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just very, very exciting. And I know that, and we'll talk about it in a little bit, that you actually have a special offer for folks today who are listening. So I want y'all to stay with us, and I'll share that with you later. But what else can you share with us about? Well, actually, one of the things I wanted to ask you about was Mercury retrograde.
It's so fascinating. What would you like to know?
Well, I mean, there's a lot going on, and we're just kind of coming out of the tail end of a full moon. And so the full moon and Mercury retrograde, you know, and being Mercury ruled myself, and I'm sure there's others who are really enjoying this time.
That's the way you put that. Yeah, and it's really funny because I haven't stopped to, and this has happened so often with me where I don't stop to look at my own chart and my own implications. I'm having, this is like the most crazy, chaotic Mercury retrograde I've ever had in my entire life.
When it first started, I was like, oh, what are you all whining about? This isn't touching me at all. Well, this, probably last week and this week in particular, I'm like, oh boy, here it comes. Just as an aside though, because some people won't know what Mercury retrograde is. Can you kind of sum it up in about a sentence or two?
Sure. When planets are moving forward, their energy is going the way it usually goes. And when planets are in retrograde, they appear from the standpoint on Earth to be going backwards. And so the energy shifts into kind of a little bit of a wonky, problematic dynamic. And so things go haywire.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly with Mercury, because it's the planet of communication and travel, and that quick-minded fabulousness sometimes, not sometimes, I'm going to go with all the time. When Mercury's in retrograde, communication breaks down, technology goes wrong, things that were working yesterday just stop, plans, appointments, emails disappear, people think they're getting together with you at the wrong times, it just gets messy.
Mm-hmm.
So
the moral of the story is double check everything.
Yeah, absolutely. There's two important things to do when Mercury's in retrograde. The first one is be super, super, super diligent and follow up on everything. And the second thing is it's a really great time to go back and redo things. So if you have part of your business that's not working and you want to change it, it's a time to investigate something that's already going on, to restructure it, to anything with the word restructure, redesign, you know, get into that dynamic of reviewing what is, to change it. This is a really powerful time for that. So it's fabulous for that. Whether it's the technology elements or whether it's your business or whether it's your job or whether it's relationships, anything that needs some attention that you've been putting off, this is the time to do it because it's a really powerful energy dynamic for investigating what's been occurring and finding more effective ways to be.
Mm-hmm. And I can say, and I truly mean this when I say this, it might sound a little bit smart alecky because we've been kind of joking around, but I actually truly mean this. I just had an experience actually yesterday that involved money, not surprisingly, because we're going to be talking about it today. And it was
kind of blindsided me a little bit. I was just with a client situation and some wonky energy around payment and stuff like that. And I realized in that moment, you know what? I really don't have a leg to stand on because for some reason I didn't enforce my policy around payment and refunds and stuff like that. So it's great because when you're talking about revisiting things, it's actually highlighted to me. It's actually a huge gift that this client gave me to really take a look at everything and make sure that things are in place, and if they're not, get on them ASAP. And so I actually truly am grateful for that.
Yeah, and that's the power of Mercury in retrograde, that there's so much opportunity that comes up.
Yeah,
it doesn't
bother me as much when these kind of things happen, because I expect that for every, 1,000 clients that I serve, that there's going to be a person who, isn't as able to play nice in the sandbox as the other 999 people.
Yeah.
And so I've just come to learn that over the many years that I've been in business. But I actually am really grateful because it's also those folks that help tighten up boundaries and procedures and stuff like that. And, so I think it's interesting because that's kind of where it's been coming up this month. And definitely emails. I mean, I've sent a gazillion emails out and people are, to the same people, and they're like, no, I haven't gotten a single one.
Yeah, like this morning I changed the default on my inbox. It normally comes through prioritized, and the prioritizing has gone wonky, and I keep missing things, and things have ended up in spam. So I just changed all of my filters, so everything comes into my email box. It's takes more time in the sense that I have to actually scan through stuff. But
yeah,
it's so much more effective for what's going on right now than trying to figure out which box did things end up in by mistake. So I'm just like, okay, we'll just go back and we'll do this and look at everything. And it's really interesting too, because it's also giving me the opportunity to look at what do I have coming into my box and what do I need to stop, because I don't need all of this. So that's been my evolution in the last 24 hours of dealing with that. Before that, it was, I need to revamp my communications because my phone and both of my phones and my, it just all the way around, there was so much technology that needed to change.
I also had a contract that I was supposed to sign with a company that was going to help me out with a project. And I was feeling the energy for sure prior to retrograde, what's going on here? It didn't feel like it was going to be a good fit. And thankfully for the retrograde, it brought that stuff to the surface so quickly, made it so easy for me to make a decision not to sign the contract, that, would have been costly to me had I signed it, that it allowed me to let that go. And I also know, and I know you can speak to this around the whole contract thing, but what advice can you give folks around, in particular, in relationship to their money right now as it relates to the retrograde?
Really, don't start anything new. Don't sign any contracts. Don't begin anything. If you are not caught up on whether you're an individual and you need to review your bank statements because you haven't balanced your checkbook, or whether you're a business and you haven't gotten things handled with your bookkeeper and you're not looking at your numbers, now is the time to go back and look at your numbers. Any kind of disconnect you have from the actual flow of what's going on with your money, this is the time to go back and look at it again. Don't start anything new. Go back and redo what needs to be redone. And let yourself have the experience of interacting with your money. If you've been avoiding it, this is a great time to make that shift. So often people tend to procrastinate until it's like, well, I'll deal with it later, I'll deal with it later, I'll deal with it later. And really usually what sets people off into actually dealing with things that they don't need to is tax time. So this is a great time to kind of have that shift early so you can get things handled, so that when tax time comes around, you've already gotten yourself caught up and you're kind of current and it's not a disaster and you don't have any surprises. So this is a great time to give yourself like an early tax time upgrade.
And everyone who's got money pain right now, which is probably 99% of the population, goes, no, don't make me look at my money.
Well, the nice thing is if you look at it, then you know what it is, and then you don't have to worry about it. Sometimes what happens is people spend a lot of time worrying about things that are never going to happen, and they're worried about things, and when they stop and they look at it, it's not as bad as they thought. And other times it is as bad as you thought, but at least you're like, clear, this, it's only this bad. It's not worse. It's only this bad. You know, it's all a matter of perspective, and your ability to change your perspective is really dependent upon your willingness to look at where you are. You can't change a perspective when you don't know what it is. So taking that first step of really looking at what's going on is what will give you the ability to shift into things being better. So this is a great time for that.
That's such great advice. And I know that just before we go to break, I want to share with folks that you're actually offering a really special offer for listeners of Soul Purpose Central and folks that can tell you, and hopefully you picked up on it in what I shared, that this is a really great opportunity. You're actually giving away a complimentary mini money reading, which is a $200 value. And if people email wealth@moneycourage.com and put in the subject line Soul Journey, so that Tim knows and her team knows that it's, you know, directly related to the show, that you're actually listening to the show, you can actually receive a complimentary mini money reading from a Tim. So definitely want to get on that again, wealth@moneycourage.com, and just put in the subject line Soul Journeys, and I know that you'll be more than happy to share your wisdom with folks when they email you. So how great is that? So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Lower back pain. What is it costing you? Lost wages? Repeated doctor visits? Painkillers that don't work? Just not doing the things you love? The newly patented VacuCractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home. The patented VacuCractor works using vacuum pressure. This pressure stretches muscles, restoring the proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment that works.
For more information about the VacuCractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9000. 9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for staying with us. Today we are speaking with the infamous, or the famous, however you want to look at it, Tim Covey of MoneyCourage.com. And we've been talking about money and astrology and Mercury retrograde and all kinds of nifty things. I'm curious to know, because we are on Soul Purpose Central, how does a money astrology reading support someone in their purpose?
Oh, there's so many ways. Well, and one of the things I do like to touch on in that as well is just the basic dynamic of where people are coming from and going to in terms of their energetic purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that money is the entire reason money exists is to support your soul purpose. That's how I see it. And so being able to manage your money effectively allows you the space to breathe and grow and develop and really resonate with your soul purpose and move into it. I know there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of negative energy around money of, you know, money doesn't grow on trees and money's the root of all evil, and there's all of these ideas that we have culturally that have kind of wiggled their way in that somehow money is counter to spiritual things and spiritual development, and it disconnects you. And money's just a tool. It just depends on how you use it. It's like, you know, you have a knife, you can either use it to make dinner for your family or you can use it to hurt someone. It doesn't make the knife bad. It's just a matter of how do you use it. And so money is the same way. It's the ability to use money effectively to support your soul purpose is, to me, what money is for. It's to allow you to create what you need to grow spiritually and to give to the world.
So it sounds like having this reading then not only helps you understand what your purpose is, but also how to actually live your purpose, where to best focus your energy.
Yeah, I mean, it's really about you getting in touch with the brilliance and the fabulous glory that you are and unleashing that on the world in the way that suits you the best.
That sounds pretty yummy.
Coincidentally, get paid a lot.
It is, actually. I can speak to this, and I know many, many other people that can speak to this as well, that when you're aligned to your purpose, the universe is more than happy to back you in whatever way they can to make sure that, you know, you're in alignment with what you want to be doing and what serves you and what serves others. You have to actually work pretty hard to not have money when you're in alignment with your purpose.
Yeah.
Let's be with
stuff.
That for a moment. So, another part of purpose, I believe anyway, is in part of what I teach, and my coaching programs are all around spiritual leadership and legacy. This is what you're doing now, but what's the legacy that you want to leave?
My legacy is for everyone to know that they can have anything they want, they can do anything they want, and they can be anything they want. And when people are in that space and in that place, they're able to be more giving, be able to really create the life that they want so that they have more to give to others. There's so many things on this planet that are just downright unacceptable that we let go on. You know, children who are unfed, people who don't have homes, elderly who are not taken care of, veterans who are homeless. There's so much that goes on that needs to change. And when we are all taking care of ourselves and creating what we need, we're able to really step out in a bigger way and deal with these issues and make changes and pull the resources together as a community, as a country, as a planet, to change how we do things and take care of each other in a completely different way.
So what's next for you? Because I know right now you're offering these, and I know you do many other things as well. So what do you envision doing, you know, maybe in the next 12 months or so?
really in the next 12 months, I am looking to the ways and means for me to expand this to as many people as possible. And I've been kind of reconnecting with my own PowerPoints and what works for me. And I have always had, as long as I've had access to the internet, I've had, like, that's my main vein, main line to the universe. I push a button and things happen. And I haven't been connecting with that as much. So I'm really shifting my focus to getting reconnected with the internet and being able to really reach a lot of people and support a lot of people in making change in their lives so that they have more freedom, so that they can relieve themselves from the stress and the worry and the fear that so often go with money and step out into more joy and more happiness and being more of themselves. So that's really my main shift is discovering that, and I'm out doing my research and doing testing campaigns on the internet right now to see which directions are going to be the strongest of those. And I'm very much in an allowing investigative sense for me, and part of what goes on with my chart is I'm moving from Virgo to Pisces, so I'm moving out of data and analysis and into transformation and into flow. And having so much really strong Virgo energy and having so much analytical reinforcement in all of my accounting career, that's kind of hard for me. So like I'm a little stressed out answering that question because I want to be like, what's my plan? And it looks like this, and I'm going to that, and I'm like, I'm going with the flow, because that's what I'm supposed to do. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So I'm having
a quick sentence. What parting words can you leave us with as far as money and what you really want us to take in from our time today?
Yeah, money is just a tool. It doesn't matter for anything more than that. You are far more important than money. The joy that you are to the world is far more important than money. Do not ever let money get in the way of you living your life, of you sharing your gifts, of you loving people. Put it in its place. Let it take the back burner. Let it serve you. Don't let money run you. You're here to run money. Money doesn't matter. You do.
That was very to the point.
You wanted a point. I got a point.
I appreciate that. You actually shared a lot of wisdom in a quick amount of time. Not everyone's able to do that, so I appreciate that.
No problem.
Grateful that you joined us today and shared your wisdom and your sense of humor and all of your radiance and glory, and thank you to all of you for staying with us today and participating in this show and just sharing your energy with us. I wish all of you a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Namaste.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.